Changer of Worlds by David Weber and Eric Flint. Ms. Midshipwoman Harrington.
That looks like you're snotty, Senior Chief.
The Marine sentry's low-pitched voice exuded an oddly gleeful sympathy. It was the sort of voice in which a Marine traditionally informed one of the Navy's vacuum suckers that his trousers had just caught fire, or something equally exhilarating. And Senior Chief Petty Officer Rowland Shelton ignored the jarhead's tone with the lofty disdain of any superior life form for an evolutionary inferior. Yet it was a bit harder than usual this time, as his eyes followed the corporal's almost invisible nod and picked the indicated target out of the crowded space dock gallery. She was certainly someone's snotty, he acknowledged, without apparently so much as looking in her direction. Her midshipwoman's uniform was immaculate, but both it and the tethered counter-grav locker towing behind her were so new he expected to hear her squeak. There was something odd about that locker, too, as if something else half its size had been piggybacked onto it, although he paid that little attention. Midshipmen were always turning up with oddball bits and pieces of personalized gear that they hoped didn't quite violate regs. Half the time they were wrong. But there would be time enough to straighten that out later if this particular snotty came aboard Shelton's ship. And, he conceded, she seemed to be headed for War Maiden's docking tube, although that might simply be a mistake on her part. He hoped. She was a tall young woman, taller than Shelton himself, with dark brown, fuzz-cut hair and a severe triangular face, which seemed to have been assembled solely from a nose which might charitably be called strong, and huge, almond-shaped eyes. At the moment, the face as a whole showed no statement at all, but the light in those eyes was bright enough to make an experienced petty officer groan in resignation. She also looked to be about 13 years old. That probably meant she was a third-generation Prolong recipient, but recognizing the cause didn't do a thing to make her look any more mature. Still, she moved well, he admitted almost grudgingly. There was an athletic grace to her carriage and an apparent assurance at odds with her youth, and she avoided collisions with ease as she made her way through the people filling the gallery, almost as if she were performing some sort of free-form dance. Had that been all Shelton had been able to discern about her, he would probably have put her down, provisionally and a bit hopefully, as somewhat above the average of the young gentlemen and ladies senior Navy noncoms were expected to transform from pig's ears into silk purses. Unfortunately, it was not all that he could discern, and it took most of his 34 T years of experience not to let his dismay show as he observed the prick-eared, wide-whiskered, six-limbed, silky-pelted Sphinx tree-cat riding on her shoulder.